Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are looking at a stack of research papers on AI vision models. Specifically, we are zeroing in on one that introduces a new framework called Argent.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating one.
Our mission today is to figure out why standard AIs have basically been treating the world like, you know, flat earthers, and how this new model finally gives AI a real sense of depth and hierarchy. Okay, let's unpack this.
So to really understand the fix, we first have to look at the flaw. Standard models, like CLIP, operate under this flat world assumption.
Right.
They use a flat mathematical space where every concept is just a point on a map. But reality isn't flat, right? It's a deeply nested family tree. Like, a poodle isn't just sitting next to a dog on a map. A poodle is a dog.
Which is an animal.
Exactly.
And trying to shove that sprawling, multi-layered tree into a flat space just distorts everything. And if you were wondering why this geometry math matters to you, I mean, just think about the search bar on your phone.
Oh, yeah. Perfect example.
When you type in pet, you want your phone to understand that the photo of your poodle counts. But if the AI's geometry is flat, it just can't make that hierarchical leap.
Right, it doesn't get the relationship. So previous models actually tried to solve this by moving into hyperbolic space, because hyperbolic space grows exponentially. So it's perfect for fitting those massive expanding trees.
Like a real family tree.
Yeah, and they use something called entailment cones. Basically, a parent concept like dog would project a cone, and the child concept like poodle should sit neatly inside that cone.
Which sounds brilliant in theory,
yeah,
but it suffered from a pretty massive flaw, right? That entailment loss in stability.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, the AI figured out how to cheat the geometry. In those older models, the width of the cone was tied to how far the parent concept was from the center, or the origin point.
Okay.
And because AI is, you know, the ultimate lazy optimizer, it found a loophole. It realized that if it just mathematically shrunk the parent concepts, like pulling them closer to the center,
the cone's aperture would widen.
Exactly.
It's like using a spotlight on a stage. Like, if you want to highlight a specific actor, you keep the beam tight. But the AI realized, hey, if I pull the spotlight way, way back, the beam gets so wide it becomes a flat, blinding wall of light.
Right. It lights up everything.
But it highlights nothing. The hierarchy completely collapses.
Yeah, and earlier models tried slapping manual band-aids on this to restrict the cone size, but Argent fixes the root cause with an adaptive entailment loss, or ADENT.
Okay, how does that work?
Well, instead of relying on that manipulatable cone width, Argent directly targets the actual angle between the concepts. It dynamically scales the loss based on how similar they are.
Because an angle is absolute. Like, you can't cheat an angle by pulling a spotlight further back. A 30-degree angle is 30 degrees whether you're 1 foot from the center or a mile away.
Exactly. It completely removes the loophole.
But they also pair that with a norm regularizer, right? Like a mathematical leash.
Yes. The regularizer is crucial. If the model only cares about the angle, those concepts might drift infinitely far away into useless, empty space. So the leash keeps them anchored. And that combination is exactly why Argent improves hierarchical learning so dramatically. Specific concepts like poodle stay neatly nested under general ones like dog without the model finding a way to cheat the math. It replaces a fragile heuristic with a mathematically stable foundation.
Okay, so Argent mathematically stops the model from cheating and fixes the geometry.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm stuck on something here.
Sure.
If you've built a smarter AI that understands a poodle is a dog, how do you actually grade it if your old tests only accept poodle as the correct answer? Like, are you saying the old tests were actually punishing the AI for being smart?
Yeah, that is the big twist of this paper. The old retrieval-based tests were just filled with ambiguous false negatives.
Really?
Yeah. If the AI labeled a picture of a poodle with the broader term dog, the test marked it as a failure simply because dog wasn't the exact ground truth caption in the data set. Oh, that's so frustrating. So Argent introduces the probabilistic entailment protocol, or PAEP, to fix the grading rubric itself.
Right. It throws out those flawed retrieval rankings entirely. Instead, PP measures accuracy by treating the angle between the concepts as a direct proxy for the probability of entailment.
Okay, so grading on a curve.
Sort of. It evaluates this using continuous statistical metrics like AUC, ROC, and average precision, which basically grade the AI on a sliding curve of probability rather than a rigid pass or fail. It acts as an objective ruler that accurately measures true hierarchical generalization.
So Argent essentially gives us both the stable training geometry to build a house and the correct ruler to measure it.
Precisely. It forces the AI to genuinely understand the structure of the world rather than just memorizing flat associations.
Which leaves you with a pretty wild thought to mull over. If we are finally teaching AI to map out the rigid family tree of language and visual objects, what happens when we ask it to map human emotion or morality?
Oh, that's a deep question.
Right. Will it find that those concepts fit neatly into a hierarchical tree? Or will it prove that some parts of the human experience truly are just a messy flat map?